Blog Talk Radio.
A great big expression of happiness, boy, you couldn't miss. With a dozen roses, such would astound you. The joy of children laughing around you, these are the makings of you. It is true, the makings of you. The righteous way to go, little one would know, or believe if I told them so. You're second to none, the love of all men. Reflect some signs of these words I've tried to recite. They are close but not quite, almost impossible to do, reciting the makings of you. Righteous way to go, little one would know, or believe if I told them so. You're second to none, the love of all mankind should reflect some sign of these words I've tried to recite. They are close but not quite, almost impossible to do, reciting the makings of you.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Love Zone. I am having technical difficulties tonight. It just seems that no one wants this show to go. Anyway, I got my diva with me tonight. Diva.
Hey, hey.
Ooh,
diva.
How you doing?
What's good with you?
Girl, look.
I'm hot. I'm
I am
sticky.
Having issues.
I hear you.
Yeah,
it's gonna
so anyway,
work out all right, though.
Oh, absolutely. Tonight is to be a night of love and romance, and I'm telling you, the makings of you, and I know I'm gonna get some flack from this, right? But it's a song that I've never heard of until recently. And you know, you hear the title, but you never get the music in your head. And when I heard it, I was like, oh.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just so nice. It's a beautiful song.
It is.
Yes, it is. So I'm going to try this one more time. because, woo, it is not letting me go. But anyway, I know you got your piece locked and loaded, don't you?
Yeah, I got a very, very, very little short piece, but it's a piece nonetheless.
Right. You know, we've been having so many shows about, you know, just, you know, topics. And I just wanted just one night, just that, as our CEO would put it. And speaking of him, this show is sponsored tonight by Raw Links. Why be average when you can be raw? And I got my Raw Links on. You, Diva?
Oh, I got my Raw Links on. Yes, I got them on right now. Yeah.
Right. So, I'm really, but anyway, we'd like to thank Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real the Poet, for this platform. Without him, there is no Love Zone or any other program either. So, ladies and gentlemen, tonight is a night of love. What we would like you to do is whatever love song you vibe off of, for real, you know, we want you to write a piece to it and then spit it tonight. And if you just tuning in, either streaming or just calling in, then, hey, choose your best love piece. Nothing wrong, but bring your best love piece in. So, oh, my goodness. So, Diva, I'm going to ask you to play that second song and maybe the third one, and then we'll see who calls in, and we're going to get this show started.
Honestly, I can't find them. I'm having technical difficulties over here, too. I am. I loaded them, and they just, I don't know where they went.
You know what? I got this
they
one.
Loaded.
Let's do this one.
Okay.
All right, let's do this one.
I fell asleep late last night, and I dreamed that the night is almost half the day away. I just got up so that I could hear her say she's still in love, and no one could take her love away. Wakes me up every day, and I thought no one could ever make me feel this way. It fills me up every time I hear her say she's still in love, and no one could take her love away. I wanna be loved. There's nothing someone you see who would only dream of me. She'd be in love just 'cause she'd wanna be. She'd wanna be loved. There's nothing better.
Searching this big old world until I find my lucky star, and when I do, I'll ask her to love me just for me.
Yeah. Tiffany Radio, the for real entertainment network.
Let's love, let's love. Let's love, let's love. Let's love, let's love.
Diva, I'm feeling mellow right now.
Yes, nice and mellow.
Well, and I don't know if that last song was on the 70s or the 80s, but it doesn't matter. I loved it. It was such a nice song.
So listen,
I think what we're going to do, because we could vibe off these two men that are in queue. So, what I would like you to do is start us off tonight. How about that? And then we're just going to go for it.
All right. Now, this piece was supposed to be to go with one of the songs that I uploaded, but unfortunately, Blog Talk said, no, you can't play that tonight because she made it disappear. But I'm going to read it anyway. This is untitled, and it is very, very short. Okay. Thank you. If I promise to take you to the sun, the moon, and the stars, would you travel with me? If I offer all of me, would you open and take me in? See, I don't want material gain or empty promises in the dark. I want your heart. If I call out to you, my love, will you answer? Give me you, and I will clear out all that is wrong in your world and place you and place my world at your feet. You are my starship, and that's the piece.
Diva, that was beautiful.
Thank you.
Now let me
kind of short notice, but I did it.
That look, you did wonderfully. You was like, what was it? If you just let me take it all away from you, I'll lay my world at your feet or something. Can you repeat that line?
Okay, it says, give me you. And I will clear out all that is wrong in your world and place my world at your feet.
My goodness. Girl, that's some love right there.
Hey.
What I'm going to do is bring in my partner, Joe the Verbal Mind Dancer, and we're going to do a collab.
Hey,
we get
a treat,
y'all.
Okay.
This is
a treat.
All right.
Hey, Joe. How you doing?
Hey, Ms. VIP. How you doing this evening?
I'm here.
The Perla nigga. How you doing,
Quinn? I'm good. Hot and sticky, but I'm good.
Hey, it's been like that, man. But then we had some rain showers today. Cooled off a little bit. But, yeah, it's been horrible.
Mhm. And I'm down in Florida suffering too. God.
Oh, I can imagine.
Yeah. So anyway, this piece is entitled "The Makings of You," and that was from the first song that was played.
All right. Well, the mic is yours.
Thank you. Chivalry you were taught, holding the door open, letting me walk on your left, side by side, hand in hand, kissing me on the forehead, looking into my eyes when talking, always calling to check on my day, making sure to check to see if I got home okay. These are the makings of you. Giving me foot rubs, really listening to what I have to say, cooking dinner, sitting by the day's last light, sharing its horizon. You handle your business, take care of home, then doing all that I do for you. My feelings will always be reciprocated. Maybe an old school love duplicated. Each time I see your face, I'm so happy. And these, my love, are the makings of you.
There's something special about you. I couldn't think of anything to add. I'm glad we had precious moments in time. You were used to chivalry. You were raised in kind. I walk proud with your hand in mine. When the sun goes down, it's true. I share the horizon. A wise man once told me, be true to the hand you're holding. I may be old and my years are golden. I'm beholden to old school loving and kindness. I'm no wiser than the wiseness, but it's nice to be recognized and not criticized for manners and showing respect. Yes, I do check in just to know how you're feeling. Foot rubs are just the tip of my iceberg, though some may feel opening doors is a third. I get the feeling aside from your very words. I'm more happy than I've ever been. The making of you and that special thing you do. You know that whisper when I kiss your afterwards. Afterwards, love, I know the makings of you. It's that peace.
Couldn't find my phone for a second, y'all. Man, you too. Okay. That'll work. Man, you know what? I like when you two collaborate. Mm. You have this you have a connection and it's a good energy between you two. I don't think I don't care what y'all write, I think it's just gonna sound great. Man, and it just it makes you sit back and say, oh yeah. Oh man. Well, that's how y'all make me feel.
Like anyway. I want that kind of love, right?
Yes. It makes you long for, you know, that one that's missing in your life that you waiting for, looking for. Yes, definitely. Oh man, I love that piece, y'all. Cool. That was all right. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, I definitely enjoyed writing with Ms. VIP. You had a lot of fun doing that piece. Nice.
Thank you, sir.
Definitely enjoyed that. Thank you.
So with that, I'm going to put you into the Love Lounge with your favorite libation. And enjoy the rest of the show. Well, we're going to be all vibing together anyway. So how about that next piece in a little bit, okay?
All right.
Appreciate y'all.
All right. Thank you. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
You know what? I might have to bottle that voice of his and use it at my leisure.
You better be
because
careful with
he
that.
He has something about him, and I gather that's what makes, you know, it work, that energy. But he the way he says the poem or says the piece, it just, okay. But I need to bottle up some of that so I can use it at my little show.
I hear that.
Diva. Guess who's next on the mic?
Who we got? I'm excited.
I do believe we have our wordsmith. We're about to change his name.
Yeah.
I just don't know yet.
Okay. This will be the third time we done changed this man's name. Or is it the second?
Oh, Lord.
This is the second time we done changed it. Yeah.
Why are you changing my name?
I don't know. Wordsmith might not cut it anymore. We might have to name you something.
Why? Why not?
I don't know yet.
Ms. VIP, how are you? And La Perla Negra, how are you?
Oh, I'm good.
Wonderful.
How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing quite well. I'm doing a little counseling with somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Doing a little counseling with somebody on Facebook. It's like, I'm not Dr. Phil and I'm not getting paid for this, so we'll just leave that there.
Lord, I feel you on that one.
Yeah. Some people don't get the hint. So, okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're right. You're right. Because some folks see me as Ileana Van Zandt. I'm like, come on now.
Wait a minute. Ileana Van Zandt?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But they haven't seen your brokenness.
Look, I'm trying not to show it either. I tell them about it, but that's about as far as it goes.
Yeah, indeed.
Right.
Let that phone ring. I ain't worried about it.
Did you bring up the love poem for tonight?
Yeah, I like your topic, so I thank you for that.
Thank you.
So, yeah, I do have something for this.
I'm
And it's called Megamix.
Okay. Megamix.
Yeah, Megamix.
Mm. All right.
Well,
Mike is
here
yours.
We go. All right, thank you. You know, I've come to the conclusion that some women and some men, for that matter, are just too damn nosy. They ask me what you won't do for love, while chewing loudly on juicy fruit gum, not realizing you're the star of the story, and what we have is much more than they can see. See, I try, but I can't help it if I wanted to stop bragging on the notion that I'm living for the love of you. You are my starship cruising on this voyage to Atlantis. There's an everlasting love inside my love. You're one in a million, and you're the only woman I've been dreaming of. And I've been waiting for a girl like you. So tell me if you still care, and just be my lady, because I don't want to lose your love. Baby, come to me. Let's get closer. Come my way. Every time I want to be free, you've become a hard habit to break, and it's never too much, never too much, never too much. No matter how many times love bites and it seems like we're headed for a heartbreak, I keep forgetting. You remind me with your smile and sparkle in your eyes like sunshine. I used to live by this creed and code that gigolos get lonely too. But I keep yearning for your love. And if you were here tonight, we'd be making love in the rain. Wait, can you stand the rain? To those women who's jealous of how our computer love worked, I'm only human and I say the following. Have you ever loved somebody, and where were you when I needed you last winter? Funny how time flies, and I didn't mean to turn you on. I was hanging downtown, walking in the rain, watching you with that crumb-eating, hush-puppy-wearing super freak. But I knew a broken heart, a broken heart, a broken heart can mend, and you was all fake, acting innocent, when you could have been my first love. Sorry, you're not my kind of girl. Now, is it still good to you? And by the way, she's got papers on me. If you really wanted me, why'd you treat me so bad when we were at Club Nouveau? And I heard through all the rumors another man is beating your time. You could have been happy being my fire and desire in the heat of heat. But oh well, for funny how time flies. So go, catch that party train early in the morning and burn rubber, 'cause with your wrinkled pussy, I can't be your lover. I'm just playing your game, baby. In peace.
Yeah. That ending. Oh, man. You know. I can't even harp on the other parts that I wanted to talk about now because of that ending. No, he didn't. No, he didn't. Yo. That was
put
cool.
On TikTok, you don't stop.
Right? Wow. It takes me back, though. It takes me back. Man. Wow. That piece was dope, though. That was really dope. Diva. Wow. Did her call drop? Is she still here? Diva, unmute yourself, baby.
Listen. I was vibing all the way through, right? And then one of my favorite groups is Chicago. So I was like, oh, I got it. And then at the end,
okay.
I was like, wait. I know he just didn't say that.
Yes.
I was like, okay. What an ending. Yeah, what an ending.
Well,
all right.
Thank you.
Well, she's double. Yeah, man. It was all. It's all right. So we're going to set you back in the love lounge. And if you have another piece, we'll roll back around.
I'll see what I can find.
But anyway, thanks. All right. Thank you. One love, one mic.
All right. One love, one mic to the both of you.
One love, one mic.
Diva.
Yes. Yes, he did.
I can't.
Girl. Oh, man.
Well, I think I want to do one of my old ones. And then if you would, we're going to just cycle around as much as we can until we cannot anymore. Because this might be a very short night. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So this is love.
All right. The mic is yours.
Thanks. So this is love. Butterflies flutter in my belly. My smile is wide. The overwhelming feeling of joy is amazing to me every time I see your face. I feel there is no one who makes me feel the way you do. Your poetry sends me. Thrills me to no end. I'm reeling in your intelligence as it matches mine. I don't think I could feel the love more today than I will tomorrow. As we grow in this connection, each day you are a blessing to me, and I strive to be one to you. Whether I am down and out or not, I will support you. Be your physical, emotional, so effectively you'll thank God you found me. I know it won't be always bliss, but I want you. I want us. I want this. Who would have thought being down this road before that I'd be bestowed a final chance to experience the rest of my life? Romance, candlelight, amazing love making, the mundane of holding hands, kissing in the morning and night, saying I love you every day. The feeling will always be new. This is me. This is you. So this is love. And that's that piece.
That's what I'm talking about. You just have this tone and softness in your voice that just makes me go, yes, that's what it is. That's what it is. Oh,
again.
Girl, yes, give me, look, standing here with my hands doing a little give me sign and kiss me, give me, yeah.
I know, right?
I want,
yeah.
Yes, that was Mm-hmm. That was beautiful, Diva. That was absolutely beautiful, as all of them are. I love them.
Thank you.
Well, I have one called My Black Poetry. And this was from an assignment given from those awesome poets at the Get Down.
All right. Sounds good. And when you're ready, the mic is yours.
Thank you. I could say white, but we're talking about production when it comes to me. To give my poetry a color. Well, to choose a color for my poetry is almost an impossibility of a possibility. I couldn't just use one to describe the necessary key elements of my life. So, if I have to choose, my poetry would be black. Black because it encompasses life as well as all in existence in my world. Out of black, life emerges with hues of exceptional color, tone, definition, and harmony. Just like my poetry has produced the painful beauty of the journey for my soul. Every color in the spectrum comes from black. And just as every part of me that I am and will continue to blossom and grow into, shall flow from my ink of my pen, penned rhyme, narrative, and free verse, set off emotions and touched hearts, and definitely got you worked up. I am black. I am my poetry, and my poetry is me.
Oh, you know what? Every time I hear this, I get something from it. But what I got from it the very first time I heard you was that all the covers come from black.
Mm-hmm.
It encompasses all covers. And that's what I love about WOW and being that colorful. And it seems like it's all the colors of love to me, you know. Like white might hit you like a ton of bricks, and then the red hot passion, or the white hot passion, and, you know, your blue sometimes, and then your yellow sometimes, your up and your down. So, wow, that was real, real nice.
Thank you.
So it looks like we're just vibing with the four of us tonight, and I don't mind because I'm a fan of both of them. So
most definitely.
Keep the party going.
Most definitely.
I know, right? I don't even know. He's been around a long time, like more than us, Don. So it's like, wow. Everybody got more experience. We're like the newbies.
Look, how can you not be a fan of either? Huh?
No, Kate.
Honestly.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Ooh, see us lathering you up, Joe.
Hey, I appreciate it. Yeah, I appreciate it.
Hey, look, I've been a fan from day one.
Hey, but I got a shout out to you, Double 34, man. That piece was off the chart. That jump was off the chart, man. Hopeless.
Okay.
I had shouts on that. Man. Good love. Awesome, this one.
Yes,
how y'all ladies doing? How's everybody doing?
I'm feeling quite romantic right at this point.
Yes. I'm good. It's just this humidity it sucks. It really does, especially when you're big, and you got rolls and dips like me. It is just so uncomfortable. I'm grateful.
Hey,
I appreciate that.
Be on the other side. Yeah. So, what you got for us, Joe? You got another one for us?
Yeah, I got another one for you. Romantic, I suppose. So you see. Piece
all
right. Titled, So Much Left to Say.
The mic is yours.
You are the best. I never gave myself the chance to say goodbye. I took up residence with the question why. You wouldn't have liked it. Then again, maybe you would. She never did what you could. I was chasing a fantasy that I knew in reality could never be. She was so wrong for me. It was so wrong of me to just up and leave. I left you. I left my house and my family. Midlife crisis? Nah. I succumbed to my vices, none of which she was into. Baby, you are the best. You were that long term until I feed the worms at my final rest. I saw your brother today. I asked how you were doing. He read my eyes and said, just okay. Words unspoken didn't leave me hoping. I felt that you moved on. I mentally thanked him for not showing me what I'd missed. Baby, this is barely a gist of what I want to say to you. To lay with you one more time will fix nothing. Love will be on the shelf and ours will be reading. I should be pleading and praying to God. I'd do that anyway for your well-being. There was not one part of you I didn't love. Touch or taste, not one memory I can erase. Regrets and haste still leave the bad taste. But in this case, it was all in love with you, baby. You only know the peace.
Okay. My line on this one, my line is love would still be on the shelf and ours with deep reading.
I want to hear the last couple lines.
Okay. There was not one part of you I didn't love, touch or taste. Not one memory I can erase. Regrets and hate still leaves a bad taste, but in this case, it was all in loving you, baby, if you only knew.
Yeah. Okay. It's talking about when a man lets you know that you belong to him. That when he claims you and he lets you know, that's what I'm talking about. Right here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's funny because I heard Patti LaBelle's song in my head as he was reciting this. You know what I mean? And
yeah.
Especially that last line, if only you knew. But it's like, wow.
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah, I see that.
Maybe you want to go listen to him.
Wow. I know, right?
Yes.
All right. Thank you so much. I love that one. You know what? Like, can you see that, Diva? He's walking down the street and he sees her brother and he's like, "Yo, man, how's she doing?" And he just looks like, "Man, why you want to go?" Yeah, and then keep it moving. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
and he's all hurt. Like, damn, damn. So wow. Words unspoken didn't leave me hoping, huh? Ooh, girl, that was nice. That was really, really nice. Thank you so much.
Wow. I appreciate that. Thank you. Thank you, Mike. Thank you,
man. Absolutely. We're going to put you back in the love line where you belong.
Already then. Thank you.
All right. Okay. Eva, I think it's time for a break.
Yeah. Well, I found some of the snippets from that if you want me to play it.
Absolutely.
All right. I'll do this then.
This is Tiffany Radio, the real entertainment network. Be me. The next phase is online radio. Epiphany.
From one amazing tune to the other.
Epiphany.
Yes, yes. Welcome back. Ladies and gentlemen, it is 10 minutes before the hour of 10. So, Diva, what do you say we did out of the lineup or you?
Oh, okay. Let me see if I can get this straight. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to start with Monday night at 9. I am 1/4 host of the Neo Soul Cafe, and I co-host with the CEO of Epiphany Radio, and that is Arthur Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real, the Poet Douglas, essentially Johnny, and Poetic. And y'all come on through, because for the second half of the show, we have a segment called Pick Up Your Pen, and you'll love it, because this is where we push your creative side. You never know what you're going to come up with. And we'll give you a chance to write a piece from some phrases that we give you within the time limit of a song, say. So y'all come on through to the No Soul Cafe, and that's Monday nights at 9. Tuesday nights we have Mojave. He hosts so many shows. You got the War Council, you got the Honey Drippers, you got Fly Speak, you got all kinds, you know, Christmas, Kwanzaa, Hanukkah, whatever is going on. But Tuesday nights at 9, guaranteed to get something awesome from Mojave. And y'all come on over there on Tuesday nights. Wednesday nights, I will be back in here with my diva in the love zone. Now, there's no topic been discussed yet, but y'all come on through anyway and get caught up in the love zone. I know you're going to like it. I know you're going to love it. All right? Thursday nights, we have the Get Down, Poetic, and J. Rob, the Wise Son. And that is actually the hottest show on Epiphany Radio. Friday nights at 9, we have Keith Eric with Renaissance Poetry. And alternating Friday nights, we have Express Your Vibe with my sexy diva. Y'all come on through and listen to the show. Saturday night, I do alternating Saturdays with Poetic, where he has Let's Talk About It, doing date night differently. And then I have the other Saturday night, where I co-host with my awesome co-host, Fan the Man Phillips, and that is Poetic Therapy. And Sunday night, we have something for you as well, and that is Inspiration Factory. I will be co-hosting with Poetic this Sunday, because our host is out on vacation. And then you have, ladies and gentlemen, that is the rundown for the week for Epiphany. We got it on lock. Epiphany got something for you every night of the week at 9 o'clock. Y'all come on through. Diva, back to you.
All right, Diva. You got it. You did well. All right.
Thank you.
That's what's up. Absolutely. You know that new cut by Bruno Mars and Silk Sonic, Leave the Door Open?
I'ma leave the door open. Yeah.
I like that song.
Yes, I do too.
Ask me why I like
yes,
that.
Yes, I do.
I just
why you like that song?
I just I don't know. I just want somebody to leave the door open for me.
Honey, my door is open, but I'm selective about who I am going to let cross my threshold.
Let in and
absolutely.
There you go.
Yeah, I got a pit bull that stands by my side. So if it comes to my door. And I don't like what I'm vibing with. Nope, not going to happen.
I know that's what.
Yeah, I like that song too. But you know what? I'm a fan of Bruno Mars anyway. I like to watch him perform and I like to listen to him. You know, because he just got he got that it factor. So, yeah.
Yeah, he's an old soul. I can tell.
I believe so. I would say so as well. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I would definitely
well,
say
all right,
so.
Well, we have another caller, and then we're going to go to a song right after. All right.
All right.
Area code 267. Who do we have on the mic tonight?
Hi,
hey,
hi.
What is
you?
What is
you?
Hello.
Baby, baby.
Hey,
everything is cool. Everything is beautiful. It's a lovely night for love, poetry.
Yes,
absolutely.
Yes, it is.
Absolutely. Yes. And I am loving it. You know, I'm in love with being in love with just love. Period. So yeah, it's always a great night for love.
Yes,
how are you doing tonight?
I'm loving it. I'm doing well. I can't complain. I'm feeling good, you know, although I have to do some plantationing tonight. But that's okay. When I get up in there, I go in there with these good vibes that I've been consuming since I've been listening to the program. You know, so I feel good. I'm feeling good. I'm hearing a lot of happiness. It seems to be happiness.
Well, you know what? My diva was in the mood for love. And you know, with love comes that happiness.
Hey, diva. How you doing, her diva?
Hello, darling. Hello, Valerie.
Hey,
how are you?
Hey, darling. You know, both me, I just have to say to you, Miss VIP, that both me and I, Smeagol, sends our love to you, babies. Sends you nothing but Smeagol kisses, baby.
Oh, my. Smeagol kiss, oh, my.
Hey, you
know, I want to know what you got for us to listen to, darling.
Oh, I bought some old sap, very old sap. You may have heard millions of times, but on this night of sappiness and love, I just thought I'd just do that. I was led to do this piece titled In Love with Love.
Mm-hmm. Well, the mic is yours.
Well, thank you. I'm in the mood for love, simply because you're near me. Suddenly when you're near me, I'm in the mood for love. 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 I'm in love with love. In love with the thought of sharing, caring, coupling, pairing, holding hands, stopping to feed each other kisses while a crowd gathers staring. In love with love and all the above. In love with the thought of yes, just because. Romantic love, spontaneous, sensuous, sensually romantical, sensuous love. No games or tricks, just you and me, love, with nothing in between to ruin this.
No talks of body parts and what we want to do with it. That's lust. Superfluous. Doesn't have meaning or anything to do with this or us. You see, I want to swim in it. I want to drown in it, be resuscitated by it, and constantly surrounded in it. True bliss, effervescence, no denying it, no laws of gravity to defy it, to take flight, you and I, on some midnight trice with thousands of scented candles lining the sky, filling the soft breeze against our skin as we pass by. Stopping in mid-flight just to kiss again. This is how it should have been from the beginning when God snatched that rib from man to make the woman. Love. In love with love and all its intangibles, its richness, its silky satin sweetness, that simple unexplained something that wipes away any bitterness. I'm for real. And I'm feeling this. I've got this shivers and goose pimples, and I'm loving this love business. Hot and steaming, heat-beating rabbit. And I don't mind suffocating in its thickness. It's all things love is. Like a slow-running stream smothered by the scents and sounds created by Mother Nature. I'm for real. And I'm feeling this in love, and I've fallen in, and it makes me want to take my socks off and get in it, knee-deep in love, romantic love, spontaneous, sensuous, sensually romantical love, in love with love for no apparent reason, just simply because... I'm in the mood for love, simply because you're near me. Suddenly when you're near me, I'm in the mood for love, for real. Peace.
You know what? Yes, I do too. Every time I hear it, and to hear you sing, I'll be singing with you. I'll be on mute, but I'll be singing with you. You can't help it. You can't help it. You know, you have such a beautiful voice. You know.
Thank you. Thank you.
Oh, yes, you do. That's why your nickname fits you.
Hey, well, thank you, love. I appreciate it.
Absolutely.
You just made my smoke detector go off, babies.
Oh, my goodness.
But thank you, ladies. Thank you, ladies. You guys inspire me. Your posts, the posts before me have inspired me, you know. I loved your individual pieces as well. Intoxicating.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Much pleasure. So, what you got going on in the Epiphany Universe before you hit the plantation?
Hey, well, each and every Monday night, as you know, the Soul Cafe will be live and in effect. Just join us Monday nights. Where we pick up our pen, we get into some hip-hop, jazz, R&B, and some neo-soul. Grab yourself a bowl. It's good for the soul. You'll join us. Myself, Poetic, Miss Pearly Negra, and Penny. And in the background, Miss T. Lachelle. And we have fun, y'all, with some creative writing. And we just enjoy ourselves starting the week off at Epiphany Radio at the Soul Cafe, where we chill. Shababe, shaboing.
Thank you.
It's a great show. All the time, it's a great show. I love it.
Okay. All right, thank you, Miss.
Well, I'm going to slide you back into the Love Lounge.
Mm-hmm. I'm obliged to go.
All right.
One love, babies.
One love, one mic.
Mm-hmm. One love, one mic. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
My goodness, my goodness. Every time I hear him, it's a wow. Diva, how about a song?
On a song? Let's hear.
Nothing has ever been
Diva.
yes. That is
every time
true.
I hear it.
Yeah, that's a
I
true classic right there. Yeah. You can't help but sway.
Exactly. Well, so we bring back C-Double-34 and see what he got for us.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
hopefully he does. Be double, what you got?
Yes. Giggle like that again. I like that.
Oh my goodness!
I needed that after doing this counseling online.
Okay. Oh my!
Yeah. Yeah, some people just don't get the hint, you know. It'll be fine.
Yeah, I know.
Usa.
Like, they act like you're speaking in tongues to them, for real.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So, yeah, I got something for you from the vault. And it's called Do Not Disturb Sign.
The mic is yours.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Let's escape all the world's ineptitude. Consider consummating this relationship. I want to have sex with you. Combining flesh, becoming one is the connection I miss. Tell me, how did we let the government put us under, making laws saying we can't touch each other? 6 feet of distance, let's break ground. Don't you miss me? How you remember my member deep poking your placenta, invigorating your nerve endings, telling you to come here intentionally? Every erotic enhanced zones explored when we both explode. I know it's a temporary moment, but we own the night alone, combining codes to go to the next level mode. I implore you to achieve the high scores and accept the challenges. My phallus has been attracted by your assets. Make me surrender to dizziness pertaining to your dividends as we spend this night benefiting from this rigorous sex. Feeling your skin positional, unlimited, lady, take my breath. Exercise my air capacity until our souls, all we have accumulated in this love zone is time and space. We don't particularly partake what the news say. Let me appreciate being wrapped in your legs. Let's stop listening to the Great Depression and hypothetical hypertension. Let's never let hypocrites tell us when we can have sex again. This is our vaccination. Lady, you fascinate me. I let you in as my medicine, and part of this complete nutritious breakfast gets me heart healthy and ready for the day. And yes, I'm greedy and want to do it again. In peace.
Okay, you're greedy. You want to do it again. Okay. All right. Mm. No, I'll be a little greedy.
I'm greedy.
I'm telling you now, I am greedy as hell. You ain't going nowhere until I get mine. Okay. Come here.
Yeah, I am moving.
Oh my.
I like a greedy man when it comes to me. That's right. You got me all to yourself. That's right.
Hold on.
Yeah, because I had to take a cold shower last night after you said what you would, you know. Anyway. I'm like, okay.
I'm glad you enjoyed it.
I need an old lady right now.
Oh, Lord.
Scare me back to life. Okay. We good.
You're a mess. Oh, man. That's funny. I like that. Diva.
Oh, my goodness.
Still there?
Are you there?
All right. Yes, we are. Yes, we are.
Okay.
We're here. Thank you so much.
Yeah, I thought y'all were still thinking about stuff. I'm like, okay.
No. You know what? Listen. You know what? I've been thinking, Diva, one of these days, we're going to have a show where somebody is going to give us a growl. Okay. Somebody.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
What you mean?
A growl.
You know what I mean.
Oh, Lord. Ooh, got me reaching for the ceiling. Look.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God. Okay.
You started this, Diva. Lord. Oh, my. That was good for me. How about you, Dean? Good for you. Oh, man. That's awful.
Don't y'all get to laugh again. Lord. All right.
I'm glad you enjoy.
Yes. Thank you so much, sir. Appreciate you.
You're very welcome.
And we're going to pop you right back into the Love Lounge.
Yeah, before things start popping off.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic. Hag Diva sure has said something. Whoa.
Child. Goodness.
Well, I'm ready.
You ready?
Yep, we are ready. I think I'm going to get this last piece.
Okay.
Let's see if I can find it. You know what? I'm going to do this old one. How about a love of my own?
Okay. Well, the mic is yours.
Thing, to give in order to receive a love of my own. See, I have already built, spent over half my life working. Now I'm ready to have a king share my throne. I am love personified. You said I was your peace. Each time we were together, my door is always open, yet I find myself hoping for a love of my own. You say you miss me, all of me, not just my body, saying you're looking forward to our session. Is that what it is? I know each time we're together, I learn something new, a love or life lesson about me or you. See, I no longer want to be afraid to give my heart, because I already tried it. Now I can't deny it. I want a love of my own. I've given so much over the years, I'm ready now to receive. I don't think love from you is a hard thing to achieve.
I don't have to try hard to articulate how I feel about you. I don't want to deny it. I'm ready to try it. This feeling is getting stronger down to the bone, quite simply to have you, a love of my own. And that's that piece.
That's what I'm talking about. You know what, Diva? I think we all want a love of our own. And you've taken me back to the song, too.
Yes, that's a classic.
That is definitely a classic. I love that piece, though. Every time I hear it, I love it. Mm-hmm. That was beautiful.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, darling.
Oof.
Well, let's see. Do you have another piece, Diva? I guess we're just vibing tonight, huh?
I can pull up something real quick. Let me see. Let me flip through my pages real quick. Hold on, y'all. I'm coming.
Hold on. Let me see.
Okay. I think I'll read this one. I haven't read this in a long time. Just read right out the book. Okay.
All right.
This is called Work With Me.
All right.
I fell in love with George. Thank you. I fell in love with your mind, and I think you're absolutely beautiful. Through your eyes tell the story of what you've been through. I'm just trying to be a part of your final chapter. If after the argument from the night before we are allowed to awaken to the new day, I welcome our morning kiss and embrace and love making. And, baby, what you want for breakfast? See, I do this bond for real because I'm a winner. I don't give up, and my patience is designed for endurance. So if you choose to walk away, go ahead. I won't chase. Yeah, you can have your space. I will be here. But please don't walk too far because, see, I love you. This can work. We can work. You feel like hugging me? Hug me. Loving me? Then love me all over. Just look, baby. There's forever in my eyes. So don't ask. Touch me, love me, kiss me, hold me. And when you're ready to talk, we can talk. Because I listen. Understand that nature is in charge. Let it flow and just happen. It is safe to love me. I already love you. And that's that piece.
Ooh, I forgot about that.
I didn't know what line was coming next. Goodness. Diva, you still there? Oh, Lord, am I? Oh,
yes, I am. I'm still here.
Okay,
I was vibing. I was seriously vibing to that piece because you let him know that you are here. You know, I love it when, you know, sometimes when it's like a couple or a significant other, it's not just being there, it's being present. You know what I'm saying? It's being right there with the other, listening to each other, being in the moment, being present. Because sometimes people could be by, two people, three people in the house and still feel by yourself.
That's right.
The way you just, and I love it when you just say, I'm here.
Yeah.
Girl, look at what you want for breakfast. Cut it out.
Thank you.
Ooh, that piece
is like, man, I think that piece is like a year or two old. I think I was there when I was, it's about a good year.
Man.
A little over a year old. Yeah. Man, that just fell out the book. Yeah, and you're right.
All right,
it does
man.
Make a difference. when your person knows that you are there regardless, that's the part of working a relationship out and being secure, knowing that they're not just going to pick up and run and walk away because some difficulties came about. You know, and you know me, I'm all about love, man. I look, let's get through this so we can get back to the loving, because, look, I want some touching and kissing and hugging and all that. I don't want to be sitting pouting and angry and all that stuff. Let's work it out. You need to take a walk? Go ahead and take a walk. I'll be here when you get back.
I know that's right. Well, Diva, we have... one of my favorite New York Jones. Let's bring him in.
Love.
Hello. Welcome to the Love Zone.
Ladies, very, very, very good evening. How are
Hello.
You?
Good evening to you. Good morning.
We're
doing.
I'm hoping I don't get, what's that word they use?
Oh, no.
I hope I don't get banged
on. Oh, no.
It's good to hear the voice of some very respectable lady poetry community that I have utmost respect for, as they love the art of poetry, as do I. And they are humble servants to the poetry gods, as am I. It's an honor to be amongst you, ladies. How are you?
Oh, we are wonderful. Thank you for that. And yes. This is the Love Zone, baby. We don't hang up on you in here. We show you love with open arms. You are always welcome in here.
Mm-hmm.
I appreciate you both more than words can express. Hanging up on people is a good thing.
You mean
it's a rude practice. It's a very rude practice. And that's all I got to say about that.
That's
all I've got to say about that.
That's a separate conversation. I just want to say to y'all, I appreciate the two of you. I don't say it enough, and I need to. I appreciate you both.
We appreciate you equally back. That's
absolutely.
All love in here. Yes.
So I'm here
zone.
I'm in the
love zone. I'm in the love zone. I'm
oh my
in the
God.
Love zone. For you. Love zone.
Yeah. I'm kind of there right now.
Okay.
I'm in the love zone.
Oh my!
Well, I'm not. I didn't call into the love zone.
Yeah, you did. You did indeed.
You did.
And I want to know how are you doing tonight, Deval?
I'm much better. Let's say that. Much better. That I have two outstanding women. I have the utmost respect for in the poetry community.
Oh.
And I'm humbled to be able to be chosen to have my mic turned on to continue to be a part of this phenomenal show entitled The Love.
Wow. Oh, my goodness. I'm being your inbox later.
In the words of Pharrell the Poet, yeah.
Oh my goodness.
I still say
Can you tell us what you got going on over there in the Epiphany Universe? In that hot show.
I'm going to tell you something. On Thursday night, if it's not too much trouble, allow me to introduce to you ladies and present to others some absolute phenomenal ink-dripped poetry. Hosted by one incredible person, a phenomenal friend, and more than anything else, a brother, Van Meadows, who he affectionately called Poetic, and yours truly, the cat that gets hung up on so many times. I think my last name is J. Rob, the wise son.
Yes.
So,
yes, that show, man, that show right there.
It's about to be something different. We're not asking for a whole lot. It's going to be a little something different. Just keep the ink wet and the tip of the pen sharp, and show everybody what happens when ink and pen. I'm sorry, when ink and paper kiss each other and make poetry magic.
Ooh, I like that. Oh man, I like that. Wow. About right there. Y'all see why the Get Down is the hottest show on Epiphany Radio? It's probably one of the hottest shows.
We're trying to figure it out, y'all. So if y'all say it, it's true in somebody's country. Right, we're still trying to figure it out.
Lord,
but thank you.
Right. I'm trying to tell you.
Thank you and
I'm
thank
a
you.
Super fan.
Mm-hmm.
As
we are
of two of you.
Oh, that's what's up. That is what's up.
Truly.
It's always a pleasure to hear your voice. It's like a treat, man. It really is to always hear your voice.
Don't be making me blush. I got things to do. Don't be making me blush. I'm making my
face
hurt.
You know I ain't lying. You know I ain't lying.
I be having things to do, man. You making me blush.
You know I ain't lying. Man, I am such a fan. Among other poets, you are one of the top. I have a very, very big admiration for you. Really, I do.
I truly do appreciate that.
That's true, because I just knew you were going to be a poet laureate. I'm speaking as it already
you know what?
Happened.
Because you spoke
so
that into existence, my application for a New York State Poetry Laureate is in the works. So I applied for New York State as well as a Poetry Laureate representing the Bronx, New York. So one of the two might happen, which means
I'm
get to represent the Bronx for 2 years around the country. And if I'm a Poetry Laureate for New York, would be a Poetry Laureate for 4 years. That will be the hottest thing on earth. And the only thing missing from that is a son or a daughter, and it's a beautiful thing.
Mm-hmm.
So yes, you spoke it into existence, and the poetry gods is like, you know what? I'm gonna throw you a bone because you be getting banged on by David Mott, and a lot of people are coming to your defense. Love is love.
Oh my God! Oh my God! So mote it be.
So mote it be.
You got this.
So, ladies, what are we talking about tonight? Because I could talk to y'all for hours, and they ain't got
nothing
to talk to the show. And I know there's other people behind me, and I don't want to hold up your line. I just want to share a gift, and hopefully people would enjoy what I'm sharing. And I appreciate you.
This is a night of love. My favorite is in the mood tonight for love. You know,
remember back in the day when they did that song, it says, I'm in the mood for love, simply because you're near me, honey, I'm in the mood for love.
Yeah.
One of the lines is, heaven is in your eyes. So I'm like, heaven is in your eyes. Who wrote this?
Right? I don't know who wrote it, but I want to write it down. I want it in one of my pieces.
The extended version is I want to be the air in between the flaps of butterflies. I was like, oh
God.
I
almost fell off the bed just now.
I'm like whoever wrote this, you my favorite. I'm like, go ahead.
Yeah, that's what I ain't going to say what it
I
is.
I
want to
kiss
that's
you
what,
and forget what oxygen feels like.
Oh, my God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh.
In other words, take my breath away. I was like, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I see what you're doing, dog. I see you. So since we are we talking about being in the love zone, tonight's topic is the love zone and people being in their own love zone when they got that love zone. I believe I have something that I have written that matches today's topic and decor.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Mm. Whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
This piece, I call this, I'm sorry, this piece is entitled Switch. And the reason being is the fact that one day I was staring at a woman. And she's like, why are you staring at me so hard with her, around her friends? And I was like, you don't see what I see when I'm looking at you. And it was hard to explain, so I wrote it. And it says, let's trade places with each other and stare at each other from opposite sides of the room. You see, I want you to see what I'm looking at as I draw you with my eyes. Let's trade kisses so that you can feel what it is like to get goosebumps on your skin before pout out lips meet and tongues begin to dance softly like snakes making procreated love. I want you to feel how fast my heart beats as I have dialed your number or knocked on your door or waited for you on our next. I need your pulse to quicken and your blood pressure to rise as we begin to talk about us the way it does whenever I hear your voice and you say, hey, babe. I want you to get that look, the one that says, oh, when we trade places, when you get to see what I'm looking at, and when you just sashay in the room, I want you to see why I always wear sunglasses whenever I'm about to see you so that you can feel how my eyes well up as if I'm allergic to something. But how many times I tell you that love is blind, so I close my eyes tighter in order to imagine and have an image of you that will never slip from my sight. And if you just took the time to read one line from every ever written. Matter of fact, let's make it the first. Make it the first line from every poem that I've ever written over the last 40 years. And if you put all of that together, the greatest non-published love story to have ever been written would star you. And you would hear softly strummed violins every time your hair blows in the wind. You would hear drops of water every time it drips into a filled cup in the kitchen whenever you part your lips to speak. You would swear the temperature in the room just shifted because your presence or the way your legs say, look at me, whenever you're in heels as you walk by. But the thing is, you would be experiencing these feelings inside my body while looking at you with my eyes for years. For one moment in time, let's trade places with each other. You can see, taste, feel everything that I go through whenever I see, kiss, look, and wait for you all over again. And it seemed just like the first time that I met you, and every time since, whenever I see you. And that's it.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. You know what, Diva? I feel like I've always said it's nothing more beautiful and welcoming and comforting and just to hear your lover or your potential lover say, come trade places with me. I want you to see what I see. It's like, come on home. I'm here. That's just, that's what gets me. That's what gets me.
Mm-hmm.
Because, Lord, that lets you know they really do see you. Just from them saying that. You may not see the beauty in you that they see. You may not recognize it, but just knowing that it's that one person that sees it in you, Girl.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know what? You know what? Really, well, right fast. First of all, I've always been a fan of yours, always, even from the first time I heard you. And I remember me telling you that someday you would be a poet laureate because you're all around. You're every poet. It's almost like I'm every woman, but you're every poet. You know, and you can write about anything, and that's what I really truly like about you. And this piece right here, I'm gonna take you guys way back. Remember the dog that floated down the earth after getting the bone? That's how I feel.
Ha ha! Huckleberry Hound, yeah.
That's how your piece makes me feel. It's just like you threw it up in the air, and I'm listening, and I'm just floating right back down to earth. So that was beautiful. I just loved it.
Yeah.
I appreciate you both so much.
Yeah.
And I'm very humble. You guys. Enjoy this. This is part of the Black Love series. Somebody recently asked me, why are you doing all this romantic poetry? I said, you know, it's the funniest thing. We listen to women talk about how much they want to be in love, and we listen to men talk about how much they want to have sex with women who want to be in love. Nobody ever, I shouldn't say no one ever. We don't hear enough black men talk about how much they love black women and what it looks like when he's got these feelings about her.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Mm, I feel
so
light right now. Wow, you just got away with words. I'm telling you about my divas, right?
Mm-hmm.
You are every poet.
Mm-hmm.
You can write about anything, and your performance, you reciting it, it's captivating. It's because you actually put on a performance, and you just, oh my God, dude, yeah, you got the it factor.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. I told you a long time ago. I've been saying it for a couple of years. I could listen to you all day, every day.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes.
I concur.
And again, and again the next best. Yes. Definitely.
Y'all have no idea what that really means. I mean that on sincerity because, you know, I know we have a really good relationship and whatnot. But to have the respect that people who you respect enjoy your material in an honest way is what every writer, whatever every poet dreams for and who would like to have. Because on the flip side of that, this is the same group of people who would tell me that's not the kind of piece they are accustomed to, or they're not really feeling it the way they felt something else. And that's an honest thing that a lot of people not tell you. But I'm in the company of two phenomenal ladies who would tell it to me straight with no chaser. And I, for one, am definitely going to appreciate you both.
And you know that. Right. All right.
I got love for you. Thank you.
Absolutely. Well, we're going to slide you into the love lounge with your, you know, your Cuban cigars over there waiting for you and your favorite
latte. I love you.
I know. I love you, man.
Y'all crazy. Let me get off this mic. I need to just go have a cigar. Let me get off this mic.
Right.
I love
one
you.
Love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Take
care, ladies.
All right.
Y'all two are crazy.
No.
Y'all besties. Oh, God.
Lord Diva, we have a powerhouse on the line tonight. Are you ready?
Oh, I'm so ready.
This is our powerhouse. Wincy, how you doing? Welcome to the Love Zone.
Hello.
How are you?
Hey, Diva, long time.
I know how to talk to you.
Right? Goodness.
I just been listening every night, though.
I can see you. I see you.
I know you do. I know you do.
I ain't going to do like for real and call you out, though. He be wanting to call you out. I ain't going to do that.
And I appreciate that.
How you been?
I'm good. I'm so good. How are you both doing?
Oh, we're
I'm hot,
we're doing.
But I'm
good.
Doing.
Yeah.
What you doing? Just.
I agree.
Goodness. I want to know what you've been, what you got going on, girl. You've been MIA.
I know. Nothing. I have absolutely nothing
going on. When she don't have nothing going on, I don't believe it. Not the business.
I know.
Lady. You
like
always got something going on. It's time for some more. I got to check YouTube. It's time for some more YouTube videos. I like watching you perform. I do. You
Thank
are very
you.
Animated with your body, and I love to watch you perform when you spit your pieces.
You.
Like yeah, that's my cool
yeah.
thing. Look,
yes,
that's what.
Thank you. Well, I'm about to come out of hiding. Hopefully, I'm gonna tell you what I did. I didn't want to. I don't know how I feel about it, but I got the vaccine, so my ass can go out the house now.
Okay.
Woo!
Right.
Okay.
All right. I'm excited.
Well,
I wasn't going to do it. Oh, I'm still wearing my mask for sure. But my babies and my husband, they've been vaccinated for months, and I wouldn't do it.
Mm-hmm.
And I finally broke down and got the first dose today, and I ain't died yet, so it's all good so far.
We ain't even going to get in that frame of mind before you go on the way. Okay.
I told them if they put us in camps now, at least I'm chipped. I can go to the same camp with y'all.
Well, yeah, that's true. That is true. Right.
Oh, shame on me.
Look,
I guess the mask
it is
stays
what
on.
It is. I guess you got to do what you got to do, you know.
Yes.
So, Gwen, what I want to know is, what's in the air tonight about love with you?
So, you know what? That's why I finally pressed one after about a month of MIA or longer, because I wanted to share an old piece that's one of my favorites. Y'all just made me want to share this piece. I think it's when I caught in and Pharrell was singing and stuff, and I was like, yeah, I think I need to do a piece tonight.
Okay. That's what's up.
Okay.
All right. Whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
Thank you. And the title is She Speaks. She speaks his pain. She speaks when others attempt vehicular manslaughter in his lane. She's a protector. She's his main street critic, and she tells him when shit is unreasonable. And she tells him when what he's doing is undeniably against his values. See, she keeps him in line because that's what love does. Love tells you what you might not want, but what you need to know. Love tells you what you might not like to know, but what you must know. Love makes you feel shit that you might not want to feel, but you need to feel. See, she speaks loudly, not only during his victories, but even during his losses, because that's what love is. Love is not silent or quiet. Love is not loud or arrogant. Love is just right. It's the franchise player hitting shots all night, a moderator, a slight adjustment, a tweak when you need it, an increase in the volume while slowing it down, DJ screw, but never screwing him over, overstanding his work or writing of his worth or riding, cultivating the garden he plants and she moistens. They grow together well beyond a blossom, because he loves the top and see she don't mind the bottom, because she believes in ground level and foundation, as well as art, sex, love, and occupation. She ain't afraid to work. She knows glass ceilings shattered with patience. She speaks his language with her body open for his interpretation. Like money is the root of all evil, and new money is the root of all great. Like Alexander's invasions on Egyptians,
cotton sheets. Never average, maybe borderline savage. Remember, grasp gently, but don't bite the hand that feeds you. So she speaks when he needs that shit. And when a moment of sadness starts to compound or difficulty in a situation, she speaks. She speaks, and her words take it all away. And when a moment of I wish hits, she poeticizes him or essays him up just to make one single statement of, baby, there's no need to wish because you got this. She speaks encouragement and life and motivation and dedication and more than just loyalty. She speaks loyalty plus that Gwynsy poetry type, much love, shit, and more. Reps his royalty purple, believing in new pays, new days, and new ways, in ways that helps him to develop and see new vision, helps him be greater. She speaks because she loves his ambition. That's that piece.
Yes, yes.
I forgot I was muted. See, that's what I'm talking about right there. I missed that. I missed it.
Oh, thank you.
Yes, that was decent. Yes,
I love an
ambitious
man. It's fun to write about an ambitious man. It's fun. It feels good.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Mm-hmm. Man. Diva, what you think? I love it, man. I never heard a piece that I don't like yet. So
I was gonna say, I'm always a fan. I've always liked everything she has fit, and it's funny because I always think of Gwen as like a beast, like knock down the door and say what you gotta say, and then drop the mic
yep.
and walk off.
Yes, she does.
That's my business.
She comes in. She kicks him right in, y'all. Boom.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
So
thank
cool.
you, Gwen. We appreciate you coming out and hanging
yeah,
with
thank
us.
You both.
All right,
darling.
Way, man. All right. One
thank
love, one
love,
life.
One mind.
Yes. Have a great night. One love, one mind.
Thanks. Ooh. I'm telling you, she's a powerhouse. I'm telling you.
She
Oof,
is.
Well,
yes, she is.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is 10 of 11, and you got 10 minutes if you want to get on fit right quick. And by the time, if you're streaming, if 11 hits you, you are done. Blog Talk Lady has no filter. Right, David?
Mm-hmm. No chill whatsoever. She will drop you like a bad
mm-hmm.
habit.
Right. All right, let's get Jess J in.
All right.
AJ, what's up?
Keep it down. I'm writing.
Hey, Jay.
What's
How
going
doing?
On with y'all?
How
I'm
you
good,
calling
I'm
to
good.
Tell the host of the show to hold on? How you do that? When are you there?
How you gonna act like you ain't hear that and you heard it?
You should have been.
Yeah,
right. Yeah, ample time.
I miss Gwen C's piece. I was talking some business with family. We had somebody
okay.
that passed, but we, just catching up and everything. You know,
mm-hmm.
I understand that. I understand that as far as the whole life and death thing, you know.
Cool.
Lost a lot of people and got a chance to understand about death. Yeah, we about to talk about something else, though.
mm-hmm.
Let's
yeah.
get it.
Well, tonight
you got me.
You
almost
tonight,
got
Jay.
Me. Say it again.
But we're talking about love tonight, Jay. So.
Oh, that's what I'm talking about, VIP.
Mm-hmm.
How you doing, lady?
I'm fine. So, all right. What you got for us tonight, Jay?
I got this piece about a bird.
All right. The mic is yours.
All right. Appreciate y'all. This ink will be expressed on a parchment transcribed with a split-tailed swallow's plume. It will draw the outline of a truly marvelous creation, the swallow. And this is its story. Airily unrivaled, They seem to weave through bolts of invisible cloth on a loom that only they can see. Their contortions beneath the winds, vortexes, and border seas. They simply seem to wait and spin as the swallow cuts or bounces off of them. Whether wings swept like an arrow flying through an imaginary barrel, they are the envy of the clumsy sparrow. They even eat, drink, and bathe on the wing. They gather in super swarms of undulating bubbles of precision without a single collision. They look like flickering dust in the distance. Justifiness in such smallness is a design that is exquisite. They have their own linguistics written into their very existence. And in winds, river, swallows fly. In peace.
Did you say, wait a minute, what was that about them being in the wind? What did they do? I want to hear that again. Say that again.
All right. Their majesticness in such smallness is the design that is exquisite. They have their own linguistics written into their very existence. And in winds, river, swallows fly.
That's beautiful. That's absolutely beautiful.
Thank you.
Yep. All right. We're going to put you into the love lounge.
Get him out of here.
With your favorite libation. Yep.
Get him out of here.
Well, there are other callers.
I thought I was the last call. I was trying to wait, but that didn't work.
No, you're not.
Y'all have a good night.
No, you're not.
Okay.
All right, one love, one night.
For sure. Much love.
Diva.
Yes.
Our last caller of the night is our diva. So let's bring her on.
All right.
Hey, T. What's going on, diva?
What's going on, lady?
Oh, what a
I was cutting up last night. You know, I got thrown off. Danielle, no, I got thrown off so bad last night. So
I
figured I'd come.
Oh, man.
If you were there, I completely stepped out of my character because David Mott.
Mm-hmm.
It was only David Mott. David Mott and David Mott, how about that? So, how can I come back on and redeem myself, ask myself?
Okay.
And we can get on with the topic of the evening, which, of course, is about love, right?
Absolutely.
In the love zone, of course.
Yeah.
How are you guys doing tonight? How are you, ladies?
I'm good. I'm sticky from this humidity. Other than that, I'm grateful. I'm good.
Okay. And Ms. VIP?
I am wonderful, darling.
Good. Great. Okay. I started writing earlier, and I didn't get to finish my piece because I had a lot of phone calls coming in. But I can tell you that it was inspired by the song Inside My Love by Minnie Riperton.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I love that song.
And so I'm going to finish that piece, I swear to God.
Okay.
But I did bring something that kind of sort of flows in that realm. And yeah, it is an old piece. It's what I have right now, spur of the moment. So, yeah.
That'll work. All right.
I'm
whenever
ready.
You're ready. The mic is yours.
Thank you. This piece is called To Live in These Lyrics.
My desire is to be consuming, pulling you in deeper, gripping you with every succulent syllable, words lulling you into harmonious hypnosis, relaxing every muscle of your psyche, intensity warranting your participation, your involvement. The strings in each sultry sonnet tugging at you and you, my foolish marionette, react to my every word. I dance you into submission and you enter in without resistance, pacifying your every will. These verses have ways to capitulate, methods of the sweetest surrender, captivating you, persuading you to see things my way, swaying you my way, or even just to get your attention and glance my way, if but only for a moment. I just want you to bask in it, no matter how brief the time is, wallow in my light, relish the stimulation, immerse yourself in my treasure. In peace.
You know what? I'm so mad that I don't hear from you that often. At that piece right there, you know what? Girl.
And guess what? I said capitulate. I didn't say recapitulate, but I said capitulate.
Yes, you did.
So,
yes, you did.
I heard you. I said, no, she did. She quit.